Today I wanted to talk about a story in the Bible about a little fella called Zacchaeus. And if you've been to Sunday school before, you've probably heard this story every 6 weeks or so. It's quite it's a favourite in Sunday school. But it's about this little fella who God happened to plant a tree for him in the right spot, and Zacchaeus was seeking God, and King Jesus ended up going to his house. So it's quite a good story, and it's in Luke 19. It starts at verse 19. So the title is Zacchaeus the Tax Collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will give back four times that amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." It's a good story. The story tells us in verse 3 that Zacchaeus was a short man. It's funny how before any of us have met Jesus, we never really did measure up. We all seem to fall short, didn't we? I think there's a little bit of Zacchaeus in us all. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned, have all fallen short from the glory of God, just like Zacchaeus. In fact, without the blood of Jesus, our best day are filthy rags to God. Even if we measure ourselves up to some of the heroes of faith like Billy Graham, that standard still falls short to God, mile short to God. The name Jesus Christ is above all names, is the King of Kings. But recognising that fact is our first step to salvation. And somehow, Zacchaeus recognised it. Zacchaeus was looking for something. He was rich from his shonky dealings as a tax collector, and being short, he was probably picked on most of his life. And because of his job, he would have had a reputation as a crook and as a fraudster. But he knew he was missing something in life. The story said that he ran down the road to get into position, which a lot of desperate people do. They seem to run, don't they? Not only did he run, but he also climbed a tree. Kids climb trees, but adults normally don't, unless they're escaping a flood or a wild animal or it's an act of desperation. I believe Zacchaeus felt like he needed something but wasn't really sure what it was. When he heard Jesus was in town, he probably thought that Jesus was the solution to his problem. He didn't know it, but he was actually looking for God. Most people in the world are looking to fill a hole in their life. They're trying to fill it with alcohol, drugs, or in Zacchaeus' case, it was money. Some of us have been in Zacchaeus' position before, searching for God. The good news is, while you're searching for him, he's searching for you too. We sort of spoke about that a little bit earlier, didn't we? The Bible says that when you draw closer to God, he draws closer to you. And according to verse 10, it says he came to seek and to save all of the Zacchaeuses of the world. Jesus came on the greatest search and mission in history. Zacchaeus was lost, but Jesus came to find him. So in Luke 19, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and in just a few days, he's actually going to be put to death for our sins. But he's going through Jericho to seek out Zacchaeus. Why? Because Zacchaeus was seeking God, and God was seeking Zach. Let's call him Zach, make it easy. God is seeking us today. And the way Jesus related to Zach is the same way he wants to relate to us. So he sees Jesus coming and runs ahead and climbs a tree, a sycamore tree. Now, a sycamore tree is a fig tree, and it's got low branches, which makes it easier for short people to climb, because the branches alone, if they're up here, obviously can't hook on. Well, Nigel could, but most other people can't. So despite his failings, he found something that would work. And as Jesus walked along, he actually sees Zach. You can only imagine what was going through Zacchaeus' mind when Jesus actually saw him. Have you ever tried to do something and when it works out, it actually freaks you out a bit. You're trying to achieve something, when it works, it actually surprises you. Remember a few years ago, I was working at the airport, and well, I was at work at the airport, which probably wasn't working. And I hear this big plane land, so I thought, oh, I wonder who that is. So I walk out of my office, and there's a camera crew there and stuff, and it's Tony Abbott's flying in. And I thought, I'll go and have a bit of a gander. So I walked over to the fence, and I'm standing next to this camera crew, and we're just sort of chatting. And Tony Abbott gets out. It's probably 300 metres away from us, I guess, where his plane was, and he had all his bodyguards and all that with him. And I think, oh, yeah, that's cool, seeing Tony Abbott. Anyway, he happens to glance over at us standing on the fence, and he starts walking straight towards us. And I thought, oh, he's coming over here for a chat. Oh, that's cool. And I sort of stepped aside from the camera crew so they could do their thing. And then he looked at me and was making a beeline straight towards me. I did something what Zacchaeus didn't do, was I left the PM hanging. I went back to my office and went back to YouTube because I was shocked. I was shocked that he wanted to come and talk to me. Anyway, back to the story. Jesus says in verse 5, come down immediately. Interesting. Actually, no, it doesn't. It says, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. It's interesting because Jesus knew Zacchaeus by name. I reckon Zacchaeus must have wondered how this guy, Jesus, knew his name. It'd be like Tony Abbott saying, hey, Mick, come here. Yeah, and he probably knew. Yeah, he knows where my house is. Yeah. Everyone knows where our house is for some reason. It's crazy. But he's God. Jesus is God, and he knows everything. He knew everything about Zacchaeus, and he knows everything about us too, doesn't he? He knows our thoughts and our motives. And calling Zacchaeus down shows a glimpse to the Father's heart. See, as we read earlier, Zacchaeus was a corrupt tax collector, and he would have been very well known from everyone in the area that he was a corrupt tax collector. Yet Jesus wanted to be with him. Back in Luke, in chapter 5, verse 27, it talks of another tax collector called Levi. It says, after this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at a tax booth. Follow me, Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus. He would have done that because he had lots of money, wouldn't he? At his home, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered them, it's not the wealthy who need a doctor, but it's the sick. First of all, in that scripture, I find it amazing that Jesus just walks up to Levi and he says, follow me. And Levi leaves his very successful job and leaves it all behind and is prepared to follow Jesus. And I think if you had an encounter with Jesus, that's probably what we all do, isn't it? It's also interesting that throughout the whole Bible, tax collectors are sinners. I remember I'm the youngest of six kids, and one of my older sisters and brothers, both of them got jobs at the Australian tax office. I remember thinking, oh no, I remember hearing these stories in Sunday school and thinking, oh no, my brothers and sisters are sinners. We have to pray for them, we have to lay hands on them or something. But I think we all know that not all tax collectors are bad, don't we? Maybe. Anyway, back to the story. I want to propose to you that the Pharisees, when they saw Jesus hanging out with the corrupt tax collector Levi and his mates, and now he's hanging out with Zacchaeus, another tax collector, they weren't happy because they didn't understand the Father's heart. I believe if you have a religious heart, you can't always understand the heart of a Father. He knows everything we've done, every dumb decision we've made, yet he wants to desperately live in us, and he wants to do life with us. He wants to hang out with us. And that's what grace and the gospel's about. Despite all of Zacchaeus' shortcomings, Jesus wants to hang out with him. In verse 7, back to the Zacchaeus story, it says the people muttering, he's gone to the house of a sinner. It's funny, sometimes we can be praying for a breakthrough or a touch from God. And when we see the Zacchaeuses and the Levites of the world, and they're getting all the blessings and God's touching them, sometimes we can get angry about it. But it says that Jesus came to seek and to save. So imagine if the crowd, instead of getting upset that Jesus was going to Zacchaeus' house, that they were actually celebrating the fact. And they were saying, how awesome is it that Jesus is going to Zacchaeus' house instead of grumbling about it? How awesome is it that he's going to the house of someone who really needs him. It's also interesting to note that Zacchaeus said to Jesus he would give half his fortune away, which would have been a lot of money, and if he cheated anyone, he would give him back four times that amount. It goes to show the heart of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus' heart changed as soon as he met Jesus. And Jesus didn't condemn him. All he did was show him love and grace. Zacchaeus repented. Makes you wonder if the crowd knew Zacchaeus' heart, whether they would have been so angry about it. And sometimes, I know you guys probably don't do this, but when we see people who get touched by God, and or we see things happen in church to people and things like that, instead of grumbling about it, it's sometimes best to say nothing and not gossip about it, because we don't always know that person's heart or their motive. So if Zacchaeus didn't climb that tree, he wouldn't have met Jesus and he wouldn't have even made the Bible. And I think as Christians, we need to be a tree for the Zacs and the Levi's of this world to climb up. I want to pray to you that if it wasn't for Barnabas in the book of Acts, Paul may not have turned out to be one of the heroes of our faith. Paul wrote around 10 books in the New Testament, but Paul needed a tree. It's interesting, at the start of Acts, it says Barnabas and Paul, and then halfway through the book of Acts, it goes Paul and Barnabas, they're swapped over. So what would happen to Zacchaeus if there hadn't been a tree there that day? Well, we don't know. But the good news is God planted a tree just in the right spot for Zacchaeus, so Zacchaeus could see Jesus. God has planted you and me somewhere, and it's our job to lift someone up to Jesus too. So just like Zacchaeus, that story was short, and the message was short, but I hope I got my point across.